We're going to speak just a few moments for tonight about unity. And you know, when we think of unity, that means we're not fighting, right? Well, it's actually deeper than that. We're going to talk about the Israel tonight and their unity. They were united together for a common purpose. Joshua chapter 1 verse 10. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Joshua chapter 1 verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves. For within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess." And the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, "Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan, but you shall pass before your brethren, armed all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord has given your brethren rest as he gave you. They also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise." So they answered Joshua, saying, "All that you command us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Only the Lord our God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words in all that you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage." There's that phrase again. Be strong and of good courage. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for your goodness to us. I pray now, Lord, that you'd speak to us once again from your word. Give us understanding and insight into your word. And just speak to us individually, Lord. Guide us, direct us for your honor and for your glory. Lord, we belong to you. We've been bought, paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray that your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You know, again, I want to call your attention to the last phrase in that text that we just read. Only be strong and of good courage. And we talked this morning about our strength. And our strength comes from God, right? It's God's strength. It's not ours. And so therefore we have the courage to do things that normal people wouldn't do, because we know that our God is capable of anything. However, there's another great strength that we have. And that great strength is one another and the unity that we have in one another. As I said, you know, when we think of unity, we think of, well, that's just a church that's getting along. No, it's a church that's united in purpose, with a common goal. And that's what Israel was at this point. Israel, they all had the same goal, and that goal was to take possession of the land that God had promised them. Can you imagine the excitement after wandering for 40 years in the wilderness, and Joshua goes through the camp and says, "Look, 3 days from now, you're going to enter the promised land." That had to fill them up. That had to, you know, they had to have an excitement, no doubt. But there's only one problem. You see, there were 2.5 tribes that wasn't so excited about going into the promised land. Or I don't know whether they were excited, but they had reason not to be excited. And the reason they had not to be excited is because God had already given them their inheritance. They had asked, when they were on this side of the Jordan before crossing over into the promised land, they said, "Oh, this is good land. We love it here. How about if we just stay here and take this land and live here?" And Moses told them, "Well, that's fine. However, you're going to cross with everybody else. All your men of valor, all your fighting men, you're going to go across with everybody else, and you're going to help us as we take the promised land. And once we take that land, then you can go come back and enjoy this land." And I like their response, the way that they responded to Joshua. I mean, they could have said, "Well, wait a minute. What's in it for me? Wait a minute. I've got what I want. Wait a minute. Why should we go help everybody else? But they didn't. They said to Joshua, all that you command, we will do. They're ready to go with their brothers and their sisters, you know, and they're ready to fight the battles together. And you know, it just reminded me that you're not done until everybody's done. A church is not doing well until the whole church is doing well. Does that make sense? You know? You can't have a good seniors department and a bad youth department. You can't have, and I'm not saying any department's bad in the church, okay? I'm using this for an example. You can't have a good music ministry and a bad teaching ministry. The idea is that we are the body of Christ, right? And as the body of Christ, Romans 12:5 says, we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. And as such, we're all different. We all have different interests. We all have different ministries. God has not placed anybody here to do the same thing, right? And so, because we have different ministries, it does not mean that we're separated. And I don't have to worry about Brother Kelly and his college ministry, because that's not my area, right? I don't have to worry about Brother Michael or his youth ministry, because that's not my area, right? No, I'm just as responsible as they are for the well-being of their ministries, right? And so what I'm trying to get to this point, never look and say, well, we're okay. This part of my ministry, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and forget what the rest of the church is doing. We are in this together, right? Your ministry is my ministry. My ministry is your ministry. And when you see a need in the church, you be ready to lock arms, whether it be a college ministry or a youth ministry or a seniors ministry or a music ministry. When you see a need in this church, you be reminded, hey, this is our church and we are the body of Christ. And every hand, every foot, every arm, every leg, every part of this body is just as important as the other. Because you know what? I've come to realize, if my hand hurts, I feel it all over. Don't you? If my foot hurts, I feel it all over. Listen, when I had that little mishap here a couple weeks ago, I promise you, none of my body was working right when that leg went out. We can take a great lesson from the nation of Israel. A lesson of unity. A fired up lesson of, okay, we are the body of Christ. And as the body of Christ, I'm going to make sure that Brother Ken is successful in the ministry that God has given him. I'm going to make sure that Brother Michael is successful in the ministry that God has given him. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever go to a different group of the church and say, what can I do for you? Do you ever go to Brother Michael and say, Brother Michael, what can I do for the kids? What can I do for the seniors? Brother Dale, what can I do for the music ministry? It's dangerous because you know why? You know why it's dangerous? Because they just might say, I need your help. But if they do, you be there and you be ready to help, because we are the body of Christ doing the work of the ministry. And when one is in need, we're all in need. Amen? Amen.